Currently, one in six Australians have arthritis. It's a condition that affects the musculoskeletal system, mainly in the joints, and it's the second most common cause of early retirement due to ill health. This morning, we are going to chat with Ainsley Kale, who has been made a member of the Order of Australia for her services to people living with arthritis and work within the community health groups. She was the CEO of Arthritis Australia for 12 years and now works at the Muradulu Badgari Gomul, also known as SPHERE, a partnership of universities, hospitals and research institutions across Australia. Good morning, Ainsley. How are you?
Good morning, Marlene. Good morning, everyone.
Lovely to have you on air. Now, firstly, congratulations on being made a member of the Order of Australia.
Thank you. It was a wonderful surprise.
Oh, I can't imagine. It sounds like an absolute honour. Now, you received this award for both your volunteer work and for your service to Arthritis Australia. Can you tell us, firstly, about your work with Arthritis Australia?
Well, when I was first appointed CEO of Arthritis Australia, I had a junior secretary and a part-time bookkeeper. So it was a very big job to do, and that meant that it was my responsibility to handle fundraising, promotion, marketing, raise the profile, do the lobbying. Over a period of time, and as we managed to increase our financial position, I was able to recruit fantastic team of people, and we certainly, Arthritis Australia has a much better profile now than it did when I first joined the organisation.
Wow, you should get an award just for having those pretty much 10 job titles in one there. That's
well,
incredible.
Exactly. Well, it was a very busy time. And yeah. Then I also, as time went on, I was invited to join the board of Consumers Health Forum. So that was my voluntary work. And I would say for a good number of years, I was probably working about 60 to 70 hours a week.
Oh.
So, as I always say, it's better to wear out than rust, Marlene.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that amount of work is just overwhelming just to hear. Can't imagine what it's like to do.
Well, I still managed to have a very fulfilling personal life, so it wasn't all work and no play.
That's good to hear. Now, when many people think about arthritis, we often have this kind of perception that it's something that affects older people proportionately, but
yes,
younger people and children can have arthritis too. Is this one of the kind of key myths surrounding arthritis?
Very much so. I think that often people trivialise arthritis. They dismiss it as just the normal part of ageing, which it's not. There are more than 100 forms of arthritis, and toddlers can get a form of arthritis, juvenile arthritis. There's osteoarthritis. Gout is a form of arthritis. So essentially what arthritis is a disease that affects the joints, any of the joints in your body, ankles, knees, wrists, elbows, causes enormous pain and also fatigue. And it is a major cause of chronic pain in Australia, and it's the most common cause of disability. So the message for everyone who thinks they may have arthritis is firstly to get a proper diagnosis. And once that diagnosis has been made, then there are all sorts of ways of managing your condition.
And what brought you into the healthcare sector and arthritis in particular?
Well, that's a funny story because at the time, Ita Buttrose, who former Australian of the Year, was the president of Arthritis Australia. I'd worked with her for many years over the years, and she contacted me and said that Arthritis Australia was looking for a marketing and business development manager. Would I be interested in applying? I was working at TAFE at the time. And I was very happy in my job at TAFE. And then I thought, oh, well, you know, I'll go and see the CEO and Ita. And within 24 hours, I resigned from TAFE and went to work at Arthritis Australia. And it wasn't until about 3 years later that I was appointed CEO of Arthritis Australia. So it was Ita really who had that influence. But I did have two very close friends at the time who had rheumatoid arthritis. So I was very aware of the pain and the challenges that arthritis has for many people. You know, they can struggle with the condition. And so I thought, yeah, look, as trite as it might sound, you know, it would be nice to do, you know, make a difference.
No, that absolutely sounds wonderful. Before we go, I just wanted to quickly ask you about your work with the Sphere, the Maridulu Burgari Kumul. I hope I pronounced that right.
Very good.
Oh, good.
Mouthful.
Yes. I just wanted to ask about what that kind of the organisation is about and what your work is there.
Well, the organisation is a collaboration of a number of universities, hospitals and research institutions across Sydney. And their specific goal is to conduct research that is going to be able to quickly be translated into improving the health system. And my role is to lead and work with the researchers in involving consumers, patients, if you like, and members of the community to take a role in research right from the beginning, deciding what the questions are, what sort of research is needed, how do we improve the health system, and then those consumers are involved right through until the completion of the research. So it's very exciting.
Wow, that sounds fascinating and absolutely important work. Unfortunately, that's all we've got time for, but thank you so, so much for joining us.
That's fine, and thank you very much for your interest, Marlene.
No problem, and congratulations again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.